Original motivation was actually to, investigate two things, like what is called the Gomluk of the five Maitreya texts, as opposed to the Sheluk, meditative tradition of the five Maitreya texts, and particularly the Uttara Tantra, because I've always heard about that, but I never really encountered any texts, that actually deal with that. And the other one was that statement, famous statement that's attributed to Gampopa, where he says, "This Mahamudra of ours is the Uttara Tantra by the Vikrama Maitreya." And yeah, so, and then from there it mushroomed, because then I actually, partly with the help of some other people, I found, like Klaus Dieter-Martis pointed out, one of the Kadampa texts that actually uses the Uttara Tantra as a kind of, basis for meditation instructions. And there's not only one of them, there's a number of them which are in the book, that use the Uttara Tantra basically as a basis for Mahamudra style pointing out instruction, which backs up that statement, supposedly by Gampopa. It's not in any of his preserved works, but it's quoted, of course, everywhere. But it makes sense. And then, of course, it went to, okay, so where did Gampopa get that idea, if he actually said it, or how did it come about at all? And then, of course, you look at Maitripa, who supposedly rediscovered the Uttara Tantra and the Dharma-Dhamma-Tavibhaga. And then, interestingly, in his works, you find almost nothing about the Uttara Tantra. Like, he quotes it, I think, two or three times, very briefly, but no explanation. And then that led to his students, and interestingly, one of his students, Vajrapani, in one of his texts, he explains, the famous verse about there's nothing to be added, nothing to be removed. And that is very interesting, both from a Madhyamika point of view and then from a more Vajrayana point of view. And so, yeah, I was, trying to trace the lineages. And then also Sean actually kindly pointed out, he said to me one time, "Oh, did you know there was a commentary on the Uttara Tantra by Marpa?" I said, "No, I've never heard that before." And then he said, "Yeah, but I'm very interested. Please send me a copy." So he did, and it was published in a collection of the Drikung Kaji works by His Holiness Jetsang Rinpoche. And then when I looked at it, and then it was pretty obvious that it was not by the Marpa, it was another Marpa who is not that well known, but who lived at the same time, coincidentally, and he wrote this. No, one of his students wrote this commentary based on his teachings. He was also a student of Naropa, actually, and mainly in Naropa's four Indian students. And those two actually even met, like the two Marpas, briefly. They both went to India. Marpa Trigyi Wangchuk is his name. And so that commentary introduction also is total Mahamudra pointing out instructions. It even uses the word pointing out, based on the Uttara Tantra. So there's another interesting piece there. And then, of course, I was interested in the relationship between Yogacara and Buddha nature, so I'm talking about that too, and the relationship between Uttara Tantra and or Buddha nature teachings and Mahamudra, which, of course, Klaus Dieter-Martis did a lot of work on Gyalotsava's commentary, and I also included some of that in there, and relationship of Mahamudra to Uttara Tantra in other works, mainly by Kadri masters. So you see it mushroomed quite a bit.